Hey everyone, welcome in. Ready to dive into something pretty amazing? Eco-spirituality it is. You all sent over some seriously fascinating stuff, and I am so ready to unpack it all, get into it with you. Seems like we're all about exploring how our inner selves and the natural world, you know, kind of intertwine.
Absolutely. Yeah. And honestly, it feels like this topic, it's more relevant now than ever, you know?
Yeah.
What I find really interesting about what you all sent in, these excerpts, is how they go way beyond just like appreciating nature on a surface level.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting at this whole idea of the earth as like a sacred entity, something we should genuinely revere and respect.
Okay. Yeah. I'm already seeing a key theme here, reverence. So it's deeper than just like sunsets are pretty, right? It's bigger than that.
Yeah.
So then how does that idea, the earth as sacred, how's that actually play out in our daily lives? Where's the connection?
That's where things get super interesting. A lot of these sources, they're saying that when we get that sacredness of the earth, it makes us feel responsible for it more naturally. Like, we're not just living here, we're caretakers. We're entrusted to protect the planet, preserve it, all of that.
Caretakers.
Mm.
I like that. It's active, right? Not just sitting back and enjoying the view. But the stuff you sent, it also talked about taking real steps, yeah.
Mm.
It wasn't all just like cosmic vibes and no action.
Exactly. One source, they said eco-spiritual toolkit, which I love that. It's like, okay, here are the tools, the practices we can actually use day to day. Like, what if you started each morning honoring the elements, earth, air, fire, water, the whole bit? Or even just like gratitude for the simplest natural resources, the things we take for granted constantly.
Right, right. It's bringing that mindful awareness like down to earth, literally making it concrete.
Yeah.
But why those things in particular? What's the link between, say, thanking the earth and suddenly I feel more spiritually in tune? Is there one?
What these sources are suggesting is that even those little things, they're actually powerful reminders. Like, hey, we're interconnected with this natural world, whether we realize it minute to minute or not. They ground us, pull us out of our heads, all that busy brain stuff.
So there's a mindfulness aspect too then. It's like we benefit internally, but also acknowledge our reliance on the planet all at once. Two birds, one stone.
Exactly. That's a huge point these sources kept hitting. Personal well-being, the planet's well-being, inseparable.
So it's not selfish then to focus on our own growth. It's all tied together. Okay, one source mentioned building a nature altar. And I gotta say, that sounds a little crafty for me personally. Is that really necessary?
It's not about being crafty, although, hey, if that's your thing, go for it. But the idea is more, it's like you're making this physical thing that represents your reverence for the earth, and it's in your space.
Okay, I see. So it's like a visual reminder, keeps those principles in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Could be powerful. But it's not all individual, right? There's a community side to eco-spirituality too, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. A lot of these sources, they say connecting with others who feel that same reverence for the earth, that amplifies any impact we're making.
Because, real talk, trying to live sustainably, it can feel isolating, like you're the only one swimming upstream.
Exactly, and that's where finding your people comes in. Sharing that journey, finding support, it builds hope, and it reminds us, like, hey, this is way bigger than just me.
It's that sense of purpose.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Shared commitment, all in this together. That's a motivator. Okay, so personal practice, community.
Yeah.
What else is in this eco-spiritual toolkit? We got to open it up and see what's inside.
Well, personal transformation, that's a big one these sources talk about, because eco-spirituality, it's not just save the planet as a to-do list item. It's looking inward, figuring out ourselves, our place in nature, all of it.
So it's like we're saving ourselves too then. I like that.
Exactly. By healing how we connect with nature, we start healing ourselves.
And that's powerful.
It really is. And we're just getting started. We haven't even touched on how nature can be a teacher in our lives, you know? But before we jump into all that, maybe take a second to just reflect on what we've got so far.
Yeah, let it all sink in a little. We've covered some ground. Reverence, responsibility, tangible things we can do, the community aspect. It's definitely more than just, like, I think trees are neat, you know?
Oh, for sure. And the best part, this is just the tip of the iceberg, really. Back in a bit to keep going with this eco-spirituality deep dive. And we're back to it.
You know, going through this stuff on eco-spirituality, it's got me thinking about how nature itself can be like a guide, almost. This wise teacher we've got all around, just full of like ancient wisdom and stuff, you know?
I like that image, nature as teacher. But what's it teaching us, really? It's not like trees are giving lectures right of it. How can we actually apply this to our lives? Right, exactly. It's more about, how do I put it? Observing. Reflecting on what you see. One of these sources, it was talking about how in nature, everything runs in these cycles. Growth, decay, starting over, all of it. Nothing just stays the same forever.
Okay, so like the seasons changing, how forests grow back after a fire, we can all picture that, yeah.
Totally. And those cycles, they show us about resilience, about how to deal with change, how it's all connected. That's the big thing, connection.
Makes you think, because people, we fight change so much,
yeah,
but nature's just rolling with it, even when things get crazy.
Right. Big perspective shift. And these sources, what they're saying is that when we tap into eco-spirituality, it's like we get to access that wisdom, that natural way of being, and use it in our own lives. One idea that really stuck with me was biophilia.
Biophilia. Now, refresh my memory. What was that one again?
So it's like this instinct we have deep down to connect with nature, not even just liking it. It's in our DNA. Like literally, we evolved with these natural spaces. So of course we feel better in them, more grounded. It's how we're wired.
That actually makes a lot of sense when you put it that way. Explains why even a quick walk in the park, it's like my whole system just exhales. Mm. So deeper than just, oh, pretty view.
Right, exactly. And the source, it mentions some research on this biophilia, I mean. Like, there are studies that show if a hospital patient has a room with a nature view, they heal faster. It's wild.
Yeah, wait, that's incredible. So it's not just in our heads how nature makes us feel good. There's real physical stuff happening too.
Powerful stuff. And it comes back to bringing those eco-spiritual ideas into like the everyday. Even a little bit of nature, it makes a difference.
That's good to hear, because not everyone's got access to like huge forests or whatever,
yeah.
But a tree to sit under, even just taking care of a houseplant.
100%. Even those little things, they can cause a ripple effect, you know? Our awareness shifts, we appreciate things more, and then the choices we make, they start to change too because of it.
Okay, now I'm really seeing how this all ties together. You've got the big ideas, reverence, how we're all connected, all that.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's these tools, these perspectives that actually help us live those ideas day to day. It's not just a philosophy, yeah.
Exactly. And speaking of tools, one source was talking about art and music and how those can strengthen our connection to nature. Like when we get creative, maybe something inspired by nature that itself can be an eco-spiritual practice, if that makes sense.
So instead of just snapping that sunset pic, maybe you paint it instead.
Yeah.
I like it. But how does that become this eco-spiritual thing? What's the connection there?
Well, think about it. We slow down, really see what's around us, and then trying to capture that, the essence of it through art or music, anything really. It's a kind of meditation in a way.
Okay, yeah, I get it. It's active, not passive. Like I'm participating, not just consuming. You can say the same for writing even, or dancing, right? Gardening, definitely.
Exactly. You find what clicks with you and use that as your way to connect deeper with nature. No right or wrong way, as long as it's genuine.
It's like what the sources were saying about personal growth being a big part of eco-spirituality, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just save the planet out there, but also like this inner journey we're on at the same time.
And that's key, for sure. Because a lot of these sources, they talk about how connecting with nature, it's healing, you know, it grounds us.
Oh, tell me about it. When I'm stressed out, brain's going a mile a minute. Nothing like a walk in the woods to clear my head. It works every time.
It's like nature just knows how to like calm us down, bring us back to this place of peace, you know. It's pretty amazing.
Easier said than done, though, right?
Yeah.
To find that peace. Especially with everything going on in the world, the news cycle. It's relentless. Hard to tune it out, even when you're surrounded by trees.
And that's where I think eco-spirituality hits different. Because what these sources are saying is, when we feel that deep gratitude for nature, when we realize we're part of this, not separate, that's where the inner peace comes from. The resilience to handle whatever's thrown at us, because we're tapped into something much bigger.
It's really something, isn't it? How these sources, they brought together all these different things, personal growth, taking action as a community, mindful living, and that deep, like, reverence for the earth we were talking about. It's a lot to wrap your head around.
It really is. But I think that's what's so cool about eco-spirituality. It's not just one thing. It's everything, all connected, a whole approach to life, you know?
We've talked about reverence, responsibility, those practical tools to bring nature into our lives more, the importance of community. As we're wrapping up this deep dive, what's really sticking with you out of all of it?
You know, I think what gets me is how differently these sources make you see our relationship with the planet. It's not about guilt or like we're failing or anything like that. It's more about realizing what an amazing gift this is, the Earth. And we respond with gratitude, respect, that commitment to take care of it because it takes care of us.
Instead of feeling like we broke it, so we got to fix it. It's
yeah.
More like, we're part of it,
mm-hmm.
And how well we are is connected to how well it is. It's both, not one or the other.
You got it. And that changes things, you know, because then it's not coming from fear or like despair over what's going wrong. It's love and this deeper purpose.
It's easy to feel overwhelmed though, right? All the problems that feel so big.
Yeah.
But these sources, they're saying even our small acts of love, caring for things, that spreads out, makes a difference.
Exactly. One even used the term sacred activism, which I love that. Taking action because of love, not just because we feel like we should. Big difference.
Oh, yeah. I feel that. Like, it's not just, oh, got to recycle. It's, I care about this planet and the people who'll be here after us. Mm. Action from that place is different.
Exactly. It's all about intention. You know, that reverence we keep coming back to for the Earth, it's got to be in everything we do.
So as we're bringing this deep dive to a close here, what's the one thing you hope our listener walks away with today?
I hope they feel inspired, honestly. Like, yeah, this eco-spirituality thing, it's real, and I can find my own way with it. It's not about being some perfect eco-warrior, more like. It's a journey, and it never ends. Connecting with nature, being more aware, and then letting those experiences, they change how we act, what we choose to do, all of that.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Lifelong journey of discovery, both within and in the world all around us, right?
For sure. And who knows what we'll find along the way.
Can't wait to find out. To everyone listening, thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive. We hope something here resonated with you, sparked some curiosity, and that you'll keep exploring your own unique connection with nature. You never know. You might find that sacredness all around you.